A very good morning to you on behalf of Teach 613. We welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. We are recording from Silver Spring, Maryland, and are so glad that you can join us. Nazir Chaf Vav, Nazir 26a, pagination is 51. We're going to start on the facing page, one line up, Amar Mar, and we're making reference to a statement that was made by Rabbi Yochanan on the beginning of Chaf Hei Amad Aleph. Rabbi Yochanan said, Halacha hi bin Nazir. There's a special halacha l'Moshe Misinai, a tradition that we have, that there's an exception when you're dealing with the chatos money that's mixed with a different carbon, like an ola, and the money is mixed without having been designated. Rabbi Yochanan says there's an unusual ruling that you're allowed to use the leftover money for kayetz hamizbeach. Now, let's back up and make sure that we have our foundation principles in place. Normally, the chatos is a very limiting type of carbon when it's leftover, in that we don't know what to do with it. If you have leftover ola, if for some reason a person designates a carbon ola, then uses a different carbon ola, and then finds this one, so you could bring the remaining carbon ola voluntarily on the mizbeach. Likewise, a carbon shlamim. If he designates a carbon shlamim, now for some reason it doesn't need to be brought, because let's say he brought a different one. So he comes back and he can bring this one as a voluntary dedication of a carbon to the Beis HaMikdash. When it comes to a chatas, though, it has to be that there is indeed a sin offering, that it's currently a chatos. And when we have a mess up, some sort of confusion, and now this carbon is left, so then this animal is stuck. We have no use for it. We're going to put it away until the only conclusion is that eventually it will die. In some cases, maybe until it gets a mum and it can be redeemed. But essentially, there's no recourse on a carbon chatos. What we encountered, though, was a statement that the Gemara brought that there's a case of money for an ola and a chatos mixed in a purse. It was not designated for the chatos, but it's clearly part of the money is intended to be a chatos. And now the future of this money has been called into question because the owner died. Now that he's dead, you can't bring a carbon for him. He's not alive. You can't bring a sin offering for someone who's already passed on. So one would expect that this would be quandary type money. What do you do with it? And the ruling in such case that we would anticipate would be Yolichenu liyam hamelach. You have to destroy the money. You have nothing to do with the money. But the ruling that was presented was that you could bring karbanos with that money for kayetz hamizbeach, which means when the mizbeach is underused during downtime, when there's a season that karbanos aren't being brought, they would keep the mizbeach used by continuing to bring these types of voluntary karbanos. And this money left over from the chatas ola purse could be used for kayetz hamizbeach. Rabbi Yochanan said that you shouldn't be surprised. Normally, chatas money is very serious. We can't just use it for anything and we would be stuck. But over here, halacha hi bin nazir. It's a special rule by a nazir that money mixed in a purse designated for a chatas and an ola that he's supposed to bring, if he ends up dying before the karbanos are brought, you could use that money for kayetz hamizbeach. Asks our Gemara, again, two lines from the bottom, Amar Mar, halacha hi bin nazir v'su leka. Rabbi Yochanan says it's a halacha by nazir. And nowhere else, V'atanya, we learn to Shar Chai Ve'kinin Shebetorah, there are also examples of a pair of birds, mitzvah in the Torah. It's referring to Mitzora, who brings achatas and an ola, shefrishu ma'os lekinehem, that they designated money to bring this pair of birds, and then it turns out that something changed. One thing that could change is that the person can become more wealthy, in which case one of those karbanos should not be a bird, but instead should be an animal. Ratzel lahavi b'henchatas behema yavi. Olas behema yavi. Or he's upgrading on the ola. Also, that could happen. And the result of this first possibility is simply that he's going to use the money and add to that money to buy the more expensive, the animal. Meis, but what happens if he dies? Vayulam ma'ostumin, and he has leftover money designated for this chatas ola of the birds. Yiplu linedava, it should fall for kayitz hamizbeach. Interesting. Rabbi Yechanan made a statement that chatas is usually strict, except halacha l'moshe misine by nazir. And now we're finding the same ruling by Metzora. Answers the Gemara, Tana nazir v'chai v'kinin didamulei. Chai v'kinin, the case of Metzora, is exactly like nazir. It's the same logic, it's the same prototype. And therefore it has the same halacha l'moshe misinei, that you could use the leftover chatas money for kayitz hamizbeach, for voluntary karbanos. What does the Gemara mean by this answer? So the explanation is clear once we do the next piece, but let me foreshadow it so we know what we're anticipating over here. If you were to have chatas and ola money mixed together, it would be very strict. If you have a person who's bringing a carbon ola, he's bringing a carbon chatas, he designates money, it's mixed in a purse, that would be very problematic. If he would pass away, we would not know what to do with that money, because chatas cannot be brought voluntarily. And it's a chatas and ola mixed. This halacha l'moshe misinei that Rabbi Yechanan was talking about is limited to a case where the Torah imposes a chatas and an ola simultaneously on a given person. And therefore, the conjoined money is on some level understandable. And this halacha l'moshe misinei would apply to such money. We encountered that by a nazir. He has to bring a chatas and an ola at the conclusion. And he's bringing it. And it's in the same purse. The halacha is that the chatas money will not mess up the situation. And if that chatas money becomes available, either because he dies or because he brings a chatas from different money or something like that, this leftover chatas money, because it's joined together in the same chiyuv with the ola mixed together based on the Torah directive, so then you're allowed to bring voluntary karbanos with the leftovers. La'afuke, the Gemara says, it's coming to exclude the other case, the regular case of ola and chatas being mixed, which would indeed be problematic. Mehadetanya, Misha yamechuyev chatas. He was obligated in a carbon chatas. Va'omar hare alai ola. And then he added on his obligation a carbon ola. V'hifrish maos, and he designated money. Va'omar, and he said, hare elu l'chovasi. These monies are designated to discharge my responsibility. Skip a line. Meis. In such a scenario, if he were to die and leave the purse, v'hayulamos stumin, and there's this unmarked money, non-designated for a specific purpose money, it's mixed, yelchu liyam hamelach, indeed in that case, it would be brought to the yam hamelach, it would be disposed of, we would not be able to use the money for kayitz hamizbeach. It's only in the case that Rabbi Yochanan described by Nazirus, or similar case where Chatas and Ola are imposed on the person simultaneously from the Torah, that this halacha l'Moshe Mesinai was said that the leftovers could be used for Kayetz HaMizbeach. Yashar Koach, thank you for joining.